Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons. Welcome to Power in the Word. It's a blessing and honor to be with you on today. God is good and worthy to be praised. Oh, yes, God is good and worthy to be praised. I love him, I love him, I love him with everything in me. I love him. Amen. He has been mighty good to me. And I'm excited on today because today, for one, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. And for two, I have a very exciting interview lined up with a woman of God who has written a book, Hallelujah, Anyhow. And I'm just excited about what the Lord is going to do during our time here together. Amen. I'm just setting up some things here with my switchboard. And then we'll be able to go right into the interview. So just give me a moment. You know, technology is something. I praise God for technology. But you know what? It's a challenge sometimes. It is really a challenge sometimes to just really get involved with everything that has been made available to us through technology. But I am one to just keep trying and keep moving. So right now what I'm doing is opening up my switchboard so that I can see if my guest is here. And then we're going to go into a moment of prayer. Right after that, I will be interviewing the very anointed woman of God, Antoinette Bennett, who wrote the book, Hallelujah, Anyhow. Amen. So just let me go in here and open my switchboard. God is able. He is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can think, ask, or imagine. That's the kind of God we serve. And what a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. Amen. Amen. And praise God. He is able. And for someone out there, you need to hear this. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. There is nothing impossible with a God. Amen. As long as we have God on our side, we are in the winning position. Amen. And praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'm still waiting for my switchboard. Okay, we are here. Amen. The switchboard is open. It looks like I don't have any callers. Amen. Doesn't look like my guest is here. Let me just close this out. Bear with me a second. Let us pray. You know, sometimes we just have to go ahead and pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you. You are worthy to be praised, Lord. You are worthy to be praised, and there's none like you. Oh, Lord, I magnify your name today. I glorify your name today. I give you the glory, the honor, and the praise for who you are, just because of who you are. I thank you, Lord, that you are God all by yourself. I thank you, Lord, that I don't have to look anywhere else for my help, but my help truly does come from you. My help truly does come from the Lord. So, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for this Power in the Word show. I thank you, Lord, for every woman that will tune in. I thank you, Lord, for my guest, Antoinette Bennett, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for the testimony that's going to come from her lips, Father God. I thank you for technology, God, which enables me to go forward and bring forth this word, Father God, through the internet airways, Father God, internationally, to speak to the hearts of people all around the world. So I thank you, Father, and I praise your name, and I magnify your name, and I glorify your name, and I do declare that you are worthy to be praised. There's none like you, Lord. And I lift up holy hands and I lift my voice to worship you today. Yet will I praise you in spite of anything and everything that could happen in this life. It is nothing compared to the glory that is going to be manifested in my life because of who you are. So, Father, I praise you and I worship you. And I ask, Father God, that you have your way during this time as I go forward to interview Antoinette Bennett, and also to speak with my live studio audience and those who will listen via the archives. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. And praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And again, this is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and I'm here with Power in the Word. And again, it is a blessing to be with you on today. Amen. And again, pray for me. Pray for me because technology wants to act up. But you know what? We have the victory in every single situation. My guest today is Antoinette Bennett, and she is the author of Hallelujah Anyhow. And it is my privilege to be able to interview her on today. I met her at a function. We were at a play where my sister, Chrissy Morris Jackson, was ministering in dance, and I was one of the vendors. They allowed myself and they allowed Antoinette Bennett to come in and, you know, just let people know about the books that the Lord had allowed us to write. And we were able to meet each other. We were able to meet each other as a result of us both being there at the same time. And the minute that I spoke to this young lady, I knew that she was someone that I wanted to back. I knew that she was someone that I wanted to interview and even help to promote her book. You know, God often tells us that what we make happen for someone else, he will make happen for us. Amen. So I was delighted when I received the opportunity to interview her. Amen. And again, I'm waiting for Antoinette to call in because she is not here yet. My technology is up and running. And the phone number for anyone who wants to call is 646-652-4832. 646-652-4832. So while we're waiting for Antoinette to call in, I want to introduce you to Julius. Julius is a young man that I met over at Crossroads of Life bookstore. And Julius is an up-and-coming young gospel artist. I am not very often impressed when I meet people, but when I met this young man, I was, needless to say, I was impressed. I was really, really impressed by him. They came over to me, and we were talking, and he told me that he did gospel music, that he was an artist. And I asked him if he sang or rapped, and he said, "I sing." He said, "I sing." So later on during the time, because we were there for a live recording with Prophetess Lalisa Williams, again over at Crossroads of Life Bookstore at 1567 Hillside Avenue, Maple Avenue in Hillside, and we were there, and later on I got the privilege of hearing this young man sing. So I want to introduce you to him while I'm waiting for Antoinette Bennett to call in. And if you want to call and talk to me while we're waiting for Antoinette to call in about your testimony, what is it that makes you say hallelujah anyhow? Amen. I know you called in to hear an interview, but you know what? Keep praying. Keep praying. And just know that all things work together for the good of those who love God and have been called according to his purpose. Amen. But what I'm going to do is give you a real treat today and let you hear Julius sing to the glory of God. Amen. Praise God.
Come on, just clap your hands. Just clap your hands to the battle we've won. All of my life, they've been messing with me. And it made me believe all his lies. But now I had enough, and I'm sick and tired of being you. I'm taking back my authority. And I just want you to thank the Lord for showing me the way. And if it wasn't for that inspired word of God, I wouldn't have known my power today. You gave me power to tread to tread upon serpents and scorpions, and love the power over the enemy. That's right. You said that nothing shall by any means harm me, and I believe every word it says. Get out of my way. You can't bring me down. No more will you hinder me now.
stretch and on. The upper way. Victory is what I see today. Now the Bible says that we speak those things that are not. As those be our so I encourage you to speak to your circumstance right now. Woo. And let it know you're coming now. And throw your hands up and give them praise and show you believe your victory. And if that things try to hinder you again, just remember what the Bible says. You get me power to train.
Come on.
To train up on serpents and scorpions. Get off the power over the enemy.
What?
You said that nothing changed.
That's right.
My enemies are me. And I believe
that's
what it says. Get out of my way.
Come on.
You can bring me down. No more will you hinder me now. Cause I'm pressing on. The upper way. Victory is what I see today. Get out of my way. You can bring me down. No more will you hinder me now. Cause I'm pressing on. The upper way. Victory is what I see today.
The meek shall inherit the earth. You listen to my verse and never hear a curse. Wrapped in melanin, I rap forever and ever until my skeleton in the dirt. Look up at the directions of heaven. Oh, I left up in the hurt. I don't need them. I'm returning to the essence. You heard? I'm VIP. You heard? You know my seat is reserved. Before I was even thought of, I was thought of. Don't you get the big picture? Won't somebody drum us? Put us in the billboard. Now, what you think they call us? Holy warriors. When God cracked the sky to make the tsunami look like Hurricane Gloria. If a tornado rip up the roof while they recording us, Juggers still be up in the booth, ripping for all of us. My face is unshaken, you think I miss my calling, huh? We all got God's direct connect number. What y'all afraid to chirp? I'm gone. Call them up.
Get out of my way. You can bring me down. No more will you hinder me now. Cause I'm pressing on. And the upper way. And victory is what I see today. Get out of my way. You can bring me down. No more will you hinder me now. Cause I'm pressing on and the upper way. And victory is what I see today.
Amen, amen, praise the Lord, hallelujah, move, he says, get out of my way, amen. And that's sometimes what we just have to say to the enemy, move, get out of my way, I don't have time to entertain you today, amen. Sometimes we just have to have that confession on our lips, amen, amen, and praise God. And I am astounded that my guest is not here yet. You know, I prepare for her, and I know that it is only because something must have come up that she is not here, amen. So we're just going to move forward, amen. And Antoinette, if you're out there, I'm still waiting for you to call in. All that you have to do is call. The call-in number is 646-652-4832. And all that you have to do is call, and you will be on the air, amen. Amen and praise God. But, you know, I do want to give some stuff away, so I want to open up the phone lines for you all to call in and just give me your testimony of why your confession is hallelujah anyhow. You know, Antoinette wrote a book. It was a testimony. It's a testimony to the goodness of God about how God has brought her through some stuff and God has done some things in her life to make her continue to praise him in spite of everything else, in spite of the circumstances, in spite of what's going on in life. She had determined to praise God, and I don't want to really get into her testimony because I wanted her to be able to tell you herself, and we will reschedule. We will reschedule her, amen. But, you know, as for my own personal testimony, the Lord has brought me through some stuff in my life. And when I met Antoinette and saw the title of her book, I was a little bit disappointed, but still celebrating I was disappointed because it had been impressed upon my heart to write a book with that very same title. And that's what I told the woman of God when I met her. I said, you know, I wanted to write a book with that title. So it's amazing that you have already written the book and that the Lord allowed us to meet. Amen. And then I was pleased, I was delighted that she had gone ahead and given God the glory by writing a book with her testimony, just really telling the truth about what happened in her life to give God the glory. Amen. And with all of the books that I've written, God does get the glory. And as we have to realize that God has given us gifts, he's given us all gifts on the inside of us that are going to give him the glory in our lives. Amen. God has given you a gift on the inside of you that's going to give God the glory in your life. And you have to be determined that you're not going to let anything, any circumstance, any situation, any person, any enemy, any attack from the enemy stop you from moving forward to do what God has called you to do so that he can, in fact, get the glory in your life. Amen. We have to even not let our own desires, our own selfish desires, and even the sin, you know, the sins that we commit. Then some people say that the sins you commit are sins that you commit against yourself, but we really are committing sins against God. Amen. It is like David said, my husband talked about this on last night, where David said, against you only, God, have I sinned. And we have to realize that, you know, not only are we sinning against God, but we are really cutting into our quality of life when we allow ourselves to go down the other road, when we get off the beaten path, when we get off the narrow path, and we begin to go to the left or to the right. What really happens is that we step outside of the plan of God, and we step into the plan of the enemy, amen. And we all know that the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But God has said that Jesus has said that he has come so that we might have life and have that life more abundantly. So we need to, I want to encourage you and exhort you in order for you to begin to continue to praise God through it all. I want to encourage you to stay on the path, stay on the narrow path. Don't get off the path. Don't go to the left. Don't go to the right. Don't even look that way. Amen. Keep your eyes stayed on the plan of God. Keep your eyes stayed on Jesus. Amen. And it sounds like a cliche because you hear so many saints saying, well, just keep your eyes stayed on Jesus. Amen. But the thing about it is, it's not a cliche. It's really an instruction for victory. It's the thing that's going to keep you moving towards your destiny, a purpose, amen, for the glory of God, amen. Hallelujah, because when we step off of the path, again, we allow ourselves to have our quality of life diminished, and God's purpose is for us to have life, to have that life to the fullest, to have a full life, amen, where we are not distraught by circumstances, where we are not creating circumstances that will cause distress in our lives, amen. So my advice to people is often to stay with God's plan. Stick with the plan of God. Paul talks about everything being permissible, but he said, everything is permissible, but he said everything is not beneficial. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So we have to know that all things, even though all things do work together for the good of those who love God and have been called according to his purpose, that we have to know that everything that we do is not a part of the plan of God. That some of the things that we do are right in line with the plan of the enemy. Amen. And the enemy wants to diminish our quality of life. God wants to give us life and life more abundantly, life to the fullest, life to the utmost, a life that's full with prosperity and purpose, and a life that's going to glorify him. But the enemy wants to steal that, amen. So he will start to play games with your mind to try to make you believe that it's not God's plan for you to move forward and have that good life. But you know what? The devil's a liar. If you haven't heard it lately, I'm here to tell you that the devil is a liar and the truth is not in him. Amen. Amen. And look at today. Look at this. Here I have set up a radio show when I sent out a blast to my list of, a lot of people, amen, to let them know that I was going to be interviewing this author on today. But somehow the devil has stepped in and prevented this interview from going forward, it seems, amen. It seems like he has stopped the plan, amen. But again, I want to tell you something that is going to be key in your walk with God, and that is this. What it looks like is not necessarily what it is, amen. What it looks like is not necessarily what it is. It may look like the devil has gotten the victory, but that is not necessarily true, because God is still God. God is still good. God is still in control. Amen. Amen. And praise God. Now, something has happened to not thwart the plan of God, but the plan has been delayed. Amen. And I want to tell you this. Amen. Because this is ordained for this to be occurring the way that it's occurring today. I want to tell you that delay is not necessarily denial. Amen. And we have to get to a point in life where we're not thrown off by the circumstances in life. Amen. And I'm talking about hallelujah anyhow. I'm talking about having a praise on your lips anyway, in spite of what it looks like. Amen. We have to get to the point where we, like Paul, have learned to be content in the midst of every circumstance. In any situation, no matter what it looks like, no matter what people say, no matter what's coming against you, no matter what you seem like, you feel like you don't have, you might feel like you don't have enough money, you might feel like you don't have enough support, you might feel like nothing's going right for you, you might feel like you're failing in some areas in your life, but that does not have to be the reality, amen. The reality is that it's not over until God says it's over, amen. So it's the mindset that we have to have that we're going to keep moving forward in spite of what it looks like. And that's what I want to say to you on today. You're more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus, and victory is already yours, amen. So don't grow weary in well-doing. Don't get discouraged by the circumstances. Don't get distracted by the distractions, amen. Don't allow yourself to quit just because it gets difficult, amen. Don't fall off course because of what you see with your natural eye. The Bible tells us that eye has not seen, nor has ear heard, nor has it entered into the hearts and minds of man the plans that God has for us, the things that he has planned for us. But the Bible also reveals to us that it has been revealed by the Spirit. Amen. So, therefore, in order to know the plan of God, we have to walk in the Spirit and not in the flesh. Amen. Because if we walk after the things of the flesh, then we will satisfy the inclinations of the flesh. In other words, when things are not going right, if we're in the flesh, we're going to respond in the flesh. We're going to respond with cursing and fussing and complaining and moaning and groaning and growing faint and growing weary and quitting and frustration and nastiness and just being plain ill-tempered because things are not going our way. But if you're in the Spirit, that's not going to be your response. Your response is going to be one of patience and wisdom and confidence in the Lord. Jesus told the disciples, "Let not your heart be troubled." He said, "Trust in God and trust also in me." Amen. So even when things are not going the way that we plan, we have to know that our thoughts are not God's thoughts and our ways are not God's ways. But God's thoughts are higher than our thoughts and his ways are higher than our ways. And sometimes God will allow plans to be changed, and sometimes God will come in and change the picture and change the program, amen, and alter the program. If we let him, God will come in and alter things according to the way that he wants them to go, amen. So just like today, I'm waiting for Antoinette Bennett to call in so that I can interview her. And again, Antoinette, if you're out there, the number is 646-652-4832. And for anyone out there who has a testimony or wants to talk to me about this particular topic, about praising God anyhow, amen, you can call in. The number is 646-652-4832. I'm here for a reason today, amen. Hallelujah, and I do realize that. I do realize that. So the phone lines are open. They're open anyway, and I still have a CD, an inspirational CD that I want to give away, amen, for anyone who wants to call in. But stay tuned. Stay tuned, because I'm moving in the spirit right now, amen. Amen, and praise God. But just like I'm waiting for Antoinette to call in, I scheduled this interview and made it an hour-long program. Amen. And I thought it would be us interacting about her book. God has altered the plans, and we think it's the devil. Sometimes you think it's the enemy, but it could be a move of God. And there's nothing that can happen in your life that is totally a surprise to God. Let me say that again. There's nothing that can happen in your life that's a surprise to God. Amen. Good or bad, God knows. Amen. And his plans for us are better than our plan. Amen. And God uses us for his glory. That's what I was talking about, being in the spirit and allowing yourself to be used of God. You know, it would be very easy for me to say, well, Antoinette's not here. What do I do next? Amen. But I know that nothing happens by chance, and I know that God has to be glorified in everything that I do, and I know that everything that I do is for the glory of God. So what do? I open my mouth and allow God to fill it. Amen. And someone needs to know on today that yet will you have to praise God. Yet will you have to continue to walk in faith. Yet will you have to continue to worship him. Yet will you have to continue to obey God, because God still is going to get the glory in your life. God still has a great plan for you. God still wants to use you. He still has a purpose for you, amen, for your ministry, for your testimony, for your trial. Mm-hmm. Even what you're going through right now, God has a purpose in the middle of your trial, amen. Amen, and praise God. I want to read a scripture from the book of Habakkuk. And again, this is Pastor Rebecca Simmons. If you're just tuning in, we have an interview scheduled with Antoinette Bennett, who's the author of Hallelujah Anyhow, and I'm thinking that maybe she forgot or something came up to prevent her from getting on the air this morning, because my guests don't have to come into the studio. They only have to call in to the very same number that you would call in if you wanted to talk to me, amen. And I'm assuming that she got tied up somehow, amen, that there was something beyond her control that is preventing her from being here. If you want to be interviewed here on Power in the Word and have me promote your book or your CD or your ministry, amen, you can send me an email at powerintheword1, that's powerintheword, the number one, at yahoo.com. And I will set up an interview for you. Amen. Amen. And praise God. I want to read you a scripture from the book of Habakkuk. Habakkuk chapter 3. And Habakkuk is considered to be one of the minor prophets. Minor not because what God had to say through him was any less than the major prophets, but minor because of the context of the words that he spoke, because it was not as many words. He was short on words, but great on power. Amen. Great on power. And Habakkuk says this in chapter 3. Amen. Hallelujah. In chapter 3, let's look at verse 16. He says, I heard and my heart pounded. My lips quivered at the sound. Decay crept into my bones, and my legs trembled. Yet I will wait patiently for the day of calamity to come on the nation invading us. though the fig tree does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vines, though the olive crop fails and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen and no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. He says, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Savior. The Sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to go on the heights. For the director of music, okay, that's the next thing. But he says that he makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to go on the heights. Promotion is from the Lord. Amen. Promotion is from the Lord. Amen. And the Habakkuk's report was, yet will I praise him. That has to continually be your report. That has to continually be my report. Yet will I praise him. Though things are not going 100% the way that I would want them to go, yet will I praise him. Amen. So all heck is raising up against me, and the circumstances are dismal, yet will I praise him. Though I don't have enough money, it seems, to pay my bills, yet will I praise him. Though my plans are falling to the wayside, yet will I praise him. Though I'm distressed and hard-pressed on every side, yet will I praise him. And that's what we're talking about on today. Hallelujah. Anyhow, amen. Amen and praise God. Praise the Lord. I'm going to play another one of Julius's songs. I pray that the sound is coming through pretty good on this. But I want to play the second cut that's on the demo that his team gave me. Amen. And then I'll be right back. Amen. And if you want to call, the number is 646-652-4832. I'll be right back right after this song. Praise God.
Ooh, come on. Oh, all right, yeah. Clap your hands. Come on, just clap your hands. Just clap your hands, cause the battle we've won. All of my life, the devil's been messing with me.
Go ahead now.
And it made me believe all his lies.
What?
But now I had enough, and I'm sick and tired of being
used. Right.
I'm
right.
Taking back my authority. And I just want to thank the Lord for showing me the way.
That's right.
And if it wasn't for that inspired word of God, I wouldn't have known my power today.
You gave me power to tread to tread upon serpents and scorpions, and all the power over the enemy.
That's right.
You said that nothing shall by any means harm me, and I believe every word is said.
Get out of my way. You can't bring me down. No more. Will you hear me now? Cause I'm pressing on the upper way. Victory is what I see today. Now the Bible says that we speak those things that are as those be so I encourage you to speak to your circumstance right now.
Woo.
And let it know you're coming now. And throw your hands up and give them praise and show you believe your victory. And if that things try to hinder you again, just remember what the Bible says.
You gave me power to tread.
Come on.
To tread upon serpents and scorpions.
Get
off the power over the enemy.
What?
You said that nothing shall
right.
My enemies harm me, and I believe
out of my way. You can bring me down. No more will you hinder me now. Cause I'm pressing on the upper way. Victory is what I see today. I get out of my way. You can bring me down. No more will you hinder me now. Cause I'm pressing on the upper way. Victory is what I see today. Get out of my way. You can bring me down. No more will you hinder me now. Cause I'm pressing on the upper way. And victory is what I see today. Get out of my way. You can't bring me down. No more will you hinder me, dog. Cause I'm pressing on the upper way.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. And that was the remix, amen, of Move. Get out of my way because I'm pressing on to the upward way. That was Julius Petty, amen. Julius Petty, I met Julius over at the Crossroads of Life bookstore over at 1567 Maple Avenue in Hillside on last week, amen. They on Friday, amen, praise God, they had a live recording of Power of Truth where Lalisa Williams is the host on Harvest Radio, and you can listen to that live on Fridays at 1:30, harvestradio.net, I believe it is, amen. But for information on Julius, you can go over to his MySpace page, myspace.com/feelsogoodentertainmentmusic. That's myspace.com/feelsogoodentertainmentmusic, amen. And you can hear more of Julius over there. I mean, I tell you, this young man, he performed this particular selection. He ministered, amen. He ministered, and I'm looking forward to having him on Power in the Word, amen. And praise God. And this is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and I'm coming right back at you, amen, with the theme today, which is Hallelujah Anyhow, amen. And I read from the book of Habakkuk about the fact that Habakkuk was going to praise God anyway. And Habakkuk was a prophet of God who knew that calamity was coming. But Habakkuk determined in his mind that in spite of the calamity that was coming, even though he knew that there was going to be a drought and a famine, even though he knew that he was going to suffer along with the people of Israel who were in rebellion, Habakkuk knew that he was going to be able to trust in the Lord. And he said, yet will I praise you, yet will I worship you, yet will I trust in you, amen. And that has to be our confession, amen. We have to say, yet will I praise you, God, yet will I worship you, yet will I trust in you, no matter what's going on in my life. You see, I like Habakkuk because Habakkuk has learned the lesson of faith, amen. He has learned to trust in God no matter what it looks like, no matter what it seems like, no matter what people said about him, no matter what was coming down the pike, even though the circumstances were not going to be pleasant, Habakkuk had learned the lesson of faith, amen. And that is where we are as men and women of God. We have to walk by faith and not by sight. We have to know that God's hand is in the middle of every single situation. If you are a Christian today, you have to know that God is with you. Do not be dismayed. Do not be discouraged. And definitely, certainly, do not be distracted. Know that God is with you. Know that God is for you. And if God be for you, who can be against you? Amen. I'm encouraging you in your faith today to walk by faith and not by sight. To walk by faith and not by what it feels like. Amen. To walk by faith and not even by what it tastes like, amen. It doesn't taste good. It doesn't feel good when you're coming up under persecution, when you're coming up under trials and tribulations. You know, Jesus told us that we were going to have some trouble in this world, but we have to know and believe that Jesus has already overcome the world, amen, that everything that can try to come against you has already been nailed to the cross with Christ, amen, hallelujah. And I like the thing about the Passover, the whole concept of the Passover. Amen. When we think about the Passover, even when Moses went and had to deliver the word to Pharaoh that, you know, that some people were going to die and some children were going to die, but to the Israelites, he was able to say that God's going to pass over every house that has the blood. Amen. And I love that, because that's the case with us. Amen. Today, that calamity has to pass over every house that has the blood. Amen. So we need to walk in the power of knowing that our homes are covered, that our children are covered. Amen. Calamity does not have to stop at your house. As a matter of fact, calamity is not supposed to reign and rule in your house. Amen. If your house, in fact, has the blood. Amen. We need to cover our houses with the blood. Amen. We need to declare the blood of Jesus over our homes and over everything in our houses. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. We were in church on Sunday 2 weeks ago. I had told the children during our children's moment to read the book of Proverbs, one proverb every day. Like today is the 22nd. Amen. And I told them, like, they would be reading Proverbs 22 for today. And I told them to read a proverb for every day as the days came. Amen. And come back to me. I told them that the Lord was going to speak to them. And there were about 8 to 10 children that I challenged to do this. And on this past Sunday, I asked the children, had they read? And only one or two of the children had done the assignment. And I asked as a matter of fact, only one child had done the assignment. And I asked that little boy, he could be only maybe 10 years old. I said, did the Lord speak to you while you were reading the word? And he said, yes. And I said, what did the Lord speak to you? And he said, the Lord told me to tell my mother, Sister Dion, to tell her to take some oil and to anoint all of the doors in the place, to anoint every door in the place, to anoint everything, and that God was going to bless, and that God was going to move in that place. Amen. And I said, what place? Was it your house or the church? He said, everywhere, here and the my house. The Lord told her to anoint the doors and to anoint the place. And I said, we said, hallelujah, and we broke out into praise. This boy heard from God because of his obedience. 10 years old. What's the deal where a lot of us are not hearing from God? And the word to you and the word to you, if you're not hearing from God, is that perhaps it's because of your disobedience. What has God told you to do last that you have not obeyed him in? So often we are waiting on the Lord to tell us something and to speak to us, but God is waiting on us to obey the last thing that he told us to do. Amen. Hallelujah. God wants you to move out and do the last thing that he told you to do. Amen. Hallelujah. So I'm here to challenge you on today. I know there was a reason that things happened the way that they happened. I'm moving in the spirit. I'm asking God speak through me. Amen. As I speak to your people. Amen. I'm here to challenge you to do the last thing that God told you to do. The enemy is having his way in your life right now and wreaking havoc in your home. You need to go ahead and anoint your home. You need to put the blood over your children and over your marriage and over your finances. Amen. And you need to obey God. You need to do what God has told you to do. God has spoken to you some things, and I hear you going around telling people, you used to say, God told me to do this and God told me to that. To do that, but you never did it. Amen. And I want you to go back and do what God has told you to do. God does allow U-turns, and I want you to repent, amen, on today for not obeying God. And then I want you to move forward and do what God told you to do. And then I want you to get on your face, amen. God says, get on your face and pray to me and ask me what is the next thing that I have for you to do, because God's not finished with you yet. Your assignment is not over, and you cannot be taken out. You cannot be destroyed until your assignment is fulfilled. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So obedience is key right now for you who are listening. Obedience is better than sacrifice. God does not want you just to fast. You've been fasting and you've been praying, and God is saying now is the time to move. Amen. Ah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And no wonder God had me play Julius's song today. Amen. Move. Amen. It's not only for the devil to get out of our way. Amen. But it's for you to get out of the way. Amen. You're standing in the way. You're standing in the way of the purpose. Amen. That God has for your life. And God wants you to move. Amen. Out of his way. Amen. He wants you to move yourself out of his way so that he can do what he has already told you that he was going to do through you. Amen. And he had me read Habakkuk. And as I was reading Habakkuk, amen, earlier, God had me read the beginning of Habakkuk, amen, where God had Habakkuk crying out to the Lord. In Habakkuk chapter 1, amen, it reads, "How long, O Lord, must I call for help, but you do not listen, or cry out to you, violence, but you do not save? Why do you make me look at injustice? Why do you tolerate wrong? Destruction and violence are before me. There is strife and conflict abounds. Therefore the Lord is paralyzed and justice never prevails. The wicked hem in the righteous so that justice is perverted. So that justice is perverted. And the Lord's answer to Habakkuk was, look at the nations and watch and be utterly amazed, for I am going to do something in your days that you would not believe even if you were told. I am raising up the Babylonians, that ruthless and impetuous people who sweep across the whole earth to seize dwelling places not their own. They are a feared and dreaded people. They are a law to themselves and promote their own honor. Their horses are swifter than leopards, fiercer than wolves at dusk. Their cavalry gallops headlong. Their horsemen come from afar. They fly like a vulture swooping to devour. They all come bent on violence. Their hordes advance like a desert wind and gather prisoners like sand. They deride kings and scoff at rulers. They laugh at all fortified cities. They build earthen ramps and capture them. Then they sweep past like the wind and go on, guilty men whose own strength is their God." Amen. And God replied to Habakkuk and told him that some evil things are coming. And those evil things are coming because I'm allowing them. And that's the days that we even are living in, these days when evil is coming. And God is allowing it, amen. And God says, I'm going to do some things that you won't even believe. And that's a word to someone on today. God is going to do some things that we won't even believe. And he says in Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 14, he says, "For the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea." Amen. God says, I'm going to unleash my glory, and it's going to be so magnificent that you, my own people, are not even going to believe it. And for somebody out there, there's a word in this for you. Calamity has struck. Calamity has come. And it seems like all hell is raging in your life. It seems like God is not listening and God has not heard. Amen. But God is saying, not only am I listening and not only have I heard, but I have allowed this. And he says, I have allowed it because you need to know and you need to be increased in your faith. Like Habakkuk had to come to the point at the end of the book of Habakkuk where he knew that no matter what happened, that I was going to take care of him, and I was going to bring him out unscathed, and that I was going to bring him out and set him up so that he could see my glory, and so that others could see my glory on his life. And that is what God is saying to you on today. He's saying, I'm allowing this in your life. What you're going through right now, I've allowed it. He says, and I'm going to get the glory in that situation. And God is saying to you on today that you have to trust me. You have to believe that I am God. You have to put your faith in me and not in what you see. And you have to praise me anyhow. You have to let your confession be hallelujah anyhow. Even in the middle of this, watch your mouth, God is saying. Don't let any foolish talk come out of your mouth. Don't let any negative talk come out of your mouth. But continue to praise me. Continue to worship me. Continue to lay down your life before me as a human sacrifice. Lay yourself down before me as a human sacrifice. Not your will, but let my will be done. Because after it's all said and done, I'm going to get the glory in your life. If you obey me, and if you do what I've told you to do. I know it's not easy, just like I told Abraham to get up and go, get up and go. Leave your comfort zone, get up and go. Just do what I'm telling you to do. I'm telling you the same thing. I'm telling you to get up and go. Get up and go. Get up and move. Move out of my way and obey me. And move yourself out of the way and let my will be done in your life. Move your feelings out of my way and let my will be done in your life. Move your fears and your doubts out of my way and let my will be done in your life. Trust me. Trust me on this. Abraham trusted me, God says, and it was counted to him as righteousness. And God is saying to us on today, you and me, he's saying, if you believe me on today, if you trust me, if you obey me, it will be counted unto you as righteousness. Your own righteousness is as filthy rags, and you need the righteousness of Christ to cover you, the blood of Christ to cover you. And now that you have the righteousness of Christ, you have the power of Christ dwelling on the inside of you to move forward to do the things that I have already ordained you to do. Yet you will be tested. Yet calamity will come. Yet you will have trials and tribulations. Yet you will be persecuted. You will be talked about, and people will walk out on you. People will not believe that I'm moving in your life, but you have to believe. And he says, if you can do that, if you can have faith in me, if you can trust in me, if you can learn this one lesson of faith, and you can have a hallelujah anyhow on your lips, I will bless you beyond anything that you can imagine, anything that you can conceive. And some of you out there think it's too late. You're saying, I've been waiting on the Lord, and my season is over. And God says seasons change, seasons come and seasons go, and every season comes around another time. Your season is not over. You may have missed it the last time, but this is another opportunity for you to get it right with God. Amen. Amen and praise God. Hey, hallelujah anyhow. Hallelujah anyhow. This has been Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and in this last 5 minutes, I want to talk to you about our ministry, amen, and who we are. I am pastor, co-pastor with my husband, Pastor Anthony Simmons of New Creation Christian Ministries. We're in Elizabeth, New Jersey, and I pray that you have received the word of the Lord today. I know that it's not what you came for. I know that it's not what's on the agenda, amen, that I had, but it's on God's agenda, amen. And in this last 6 minutes, if you want to talk to me, you can call in to 646-652-4832. And the phone lines are still open, amen, amen, and praise God. I want to give a shout-out to my sister, Christy Morris-Jackson, and let you know I'm with you, sis. I love you. You know, Chrissy lost her mom, and she went home to be with the Lord on last week. Amen. And I'm praying for my sister. Amen. We have different mothers, same natural father and the same holy father. Amen. Our Father who art in heaven. And we came up on the rough side of the mountain. Amen. And our Father wasn't always with us, but God was with us, even when we didn't know that he was with us. Amen. My testimony is my parents split up when I was 10, and I went through a lifetime of looking for love in all of the wrong places, a lifetime of not thinking I was worthy, not thinking that I was anybody. So I behaved like I wasn't worthy. I behaved like I was nobody. There was calamity in my life. There was famine and drought. You know, I was dry and hungry, amen, looking for water that could not quench my thirst and looking for answers in all the wrong places. But one day God put his hand on my life and everything changed. Amen. When I received Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. And life isn't perfect, but it's much better than it was before Jesus came into my life. Amen. And since Jesus, he has used my calamity, he has used my rough times, he has used my hard times to help somebody else. Amen. He healed me of my broken heart. He healed me of my daddy hunger. He healed me of that void that I had that made me do sick things, that made me do crazy stuff. You know, I did some crazy stuff when I was out there lost, but Jesus healed me of that emptiness, amen, and filled me up. He filled me up with love and power and possibility and potential, amen. He filled me up with praise, amen. Nothing but praise bubbles out of my lips for God, amen. All those things are not perfect, yet will I praise him, amen. He uses me for his glory. He allowed me to write some books, 4 books, Nobody's Business, Daddy Love, The Cry of a Woman's Heart, Healing the Pain of the Past, Traveling the Road to Victorious Living, and Pump Up the Power, Get the Life You Want, amen. He uses me to minister to those who are hurting. He uses me in the prophetic, amen, to speak as I have spoken today. And I pray that you receive the word of the Lord. He uses me to preach, amen, at the pulpit over at New Creation Christian Ministries in Elizabeth, New Jersey. And if you don't have a church home, I invite you to come over and worship with us, amen, to see if God will be leading you to be a part of our family, amen, where we're built on nothing less than the precious blood of Jesus Christ, our righteousness, amen, and the love of God, amen. It's a real place where God dwells, amen. We love him, we love him, we love him over there at 87 First Street in Elizabeth, New Jersey. I want you to pray. I want you to pray, amen. God has shown me in my time with him on today that there are some people who want to bless this ministry. There are some people who are supposed to be a blessing to this ministry. And I want you to pray about an amount that the Lord is going to place upon your heart to sow into this ministry. Amen. And then I want you to obey God. Amen. I want you to go ahead and sow into this ministry. Amen. Go on over to nccmradio.com and sow into this ministry. Sow a seed into this ministry if the Lord is blessing you and as the Lord has moved your heart on today, as the Lord has spoken to you on today. I want you to obey God today and sow a seed into this ministry. Amen. Of any amount through PayPal. You don't have to have a PayPal account, or you can use your credit card or your debit card. Amen. Just click on I want to pay through my debit card or my credit card, and sow an amount worthy of the Lord into this ministry. This ministry must go forward. Amen. We have a church in Elizabeth. We have the internet radio ministry. We have a ministry on Rise. We have the book ministry, and I'm a full-time servant of the Lord. This is what I do. Amen. And I need you to sow into this ministry as the Lord leads you. Amen. Not under compulsion, but as you have purpose in your heart to give. And I appreciate your obedience. Amen. So that's it for today's ministry program. I want to invite you to join me on Thursday for Woman to Woman. Email me with your questions about issues pertaining to being a woman. Amen. Anything, relationships, sexuality, identity, issues, childhood issues, marriage, parenting, anything that God puts on your heart or that you're dealing with as a woman, you can email me at powerintheword1@yahoo.com, and I will be more than happy to answer your question on the air or call in on Thursday at 12 o'clock. I will be here for 1 hour on Thursday at 12 o'clock ministering to your needs. Amen. Amen. So I just want to say be blessed and go on over to MySpace and check out Julius. Amen. Julius is at myspace.com slash Feel So Good Entertainment Music. Amen. And that young man is a blessing. That CD is going to be launched on March the 18th, I believe. And Julius will be on Power in the Word, so stay tuned. Amen. And remember that you have to praise God anyway, no matter what it looks like. You do have the victory. Amen. And let that be your testimony. Yet will I praise Him, no matter what it looks like, and yet will I keep pressing forward, and I'm going to move out of His way. Amen. And praise God. Remember to make the most out of every single opportunity. And remember that God loves you, and so do we here at Power in the Word. Peace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.